politics. A lot of political stuff going on right now. And I'm encouraged by the shift in rhetoric. And it may be me, but I'm really encouraged by the shift in tone on CNN. They're defeated. They know that their political stance or their political alignment has been defeated. And you can hear it in their tone. And you can hear it how they're dialing it back and they're regrouping. You can just hear it. Because even though I ended my YouTube TV subscription a couple days ago, it's still effective until, you know, this period runs out. But I'm still not using it. I'm just not going to go there anymore. You know, I'm just going to get used to not using it, even while I still have it. And so I found that I can listen to CNN. And just this morning, I found out Fox News and probably MSNBC. I can listen to them on my Sirius XM app. And that's really good enough. And plus, I get other news through the Fire Stick TV, Amazon Fire Stick TV news app. But, you know, it does pretty good. You know, I get live stuff and, you know, I see what I need to see. I don't think I'm missing nothing yet. And then worst come to worst, I got the antenna. I'll go to over-the-air TV. You know, sometimes I might have to watch these football games. So we'll see. We'll see when it comes up, NFL season, how I'm going to handle that. But, so I'm listening to CNN, and I'm really liking the way they toned it down and scaled it back. And I'm liking the way they're looking at the situation now. Not as aggressively and not as demonizing. And they're looking at the situation with a lot more respect now. And I appreciate that. It was almost appealing. Except, well, even Jack Tapper, whatever his name is, who can't stand Trump, was commentating after the J.D. Vance speech and after, you know, the Republican National Convention speech. Of course, he had a negative twist to it, but not like a usual, like he usually does. He didn't go in hard like he usually does or be so rah, rah, rah about it. He just kind of gently, you know, dropped in the negative, where all the other commentators were pretty much positive. They were like pretty much positive, because I listened to J.D. Vance's speech, and I'm going to tell you, I liked it. And I don't think there was nothing in there that I didn't like. But one thing I noticed, and I was listening to him, and I was wondering if at the end he was going to go, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. And I knew he was going to have to do it. They all do it. It's like they have to do it. Like all the politicians have to say, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. They got to say that. They just got to say it. I was wondering if he was going to do it. Because his tone, you know, I'm not saying he's not religious or anything, but his tone didn't come off as evangelical. Can let me put it that way. He's from Ohio. He's young. I like the way he talk. His story may be a tad horrific, but in politics, that works. I mean, you know, from drug addiction, his mother is like, had been clean for 10 years. You know, he comes from drug addiction, the Army, went to Ohio State. I mean, from Ohio, he went to Ohio State. Went to Yale. I mean, his story is very compelling. It really resonates with me. And I like what he said. I like the way he said it and how he said it. 39 years old, vice president. Should Trump win? And they are successful in their four-year term, which I think they will be. And he's up to be president. And he picks that Baylen Donald guy, the black guy from Florida, to be his running mate. That's a tough ticket to beat. That's a tough ticket to beat. Because to be honest with you, I was listening to some of that. Stephen A. Smith is another one. His rhetoric has gotten much better. I listened to him yesterday. I was impressed. Me and him see things pretty much the same way. But I'm sure there's some differences in our ideology. But while I was listening to him, I watched his whole podcast. Because he has a separate podcast on the side. You know, not his mainstream sports podcast, you know, where he touches political and social issues. And he went at it. And I mean, I agree with it, just about everything he said. I like his take on, you know, what people said, what people did. I like the way his summary of the Republican National Convention, the people, the assassination attempt, all of that. I was like, go ahead, Stephen A. I said, go ahead, big dog. I mean, I was just, he, you know, and then him, he did it, and other people did it, to where, you know, you got to give Republicans credit. I mean, they look good. They got the outfits together. They got the paraphernalia, the red, white, and blue. It's looking good. The stage is looking good. The setup, the music, the speakers. And the speakers are just coming out killing them. The speakers are just killing them. And J.D. Vance, woo, woo. I mean, they got themselves together. It's almost to the point that no matter what the Democrats do, it's done. And maybe they need to let it, you know, break, completely break, and start over and prepare for the next term. Because Adam Schiff came out yesterday asking for Biden to step aside. So when their convention come up, that's going to be even fun to watch. I might have to watch that convention while I'm at work, and I usually don't do that. In fact, I might have to watch Trump's speech tonight after work. I mean, during work. Or something. What I want to do is record it, maybe, so that, you know, I can watch it afterwards in full. But we'll figure that out. But it's going to be exciting come November 5th. And like I said, the liberal left is super annoying to me. I don't really agree with some of their super liberal politics. And not only that, some of the stuff that the Heritage Foundation or Project 2025 wants to implement, I kind of got no problem with. Nothing glaringly jumps out at me. I'm like, okay, we get rid of that agency. Okay, we get rid of that agency. Okay, that we don't need. DEI. I mean, I'm not for that, all that anyway, you know, because yes, I'm a racist. I mean, it's a weapon now. And Stephen A. Smith said that too. He said, that's what you're going to hear. He said, that's all you're going to hear. Project 2025, racism. Victimhood, dictatorship, Hitler. Well, you ain't gonna hear Hitler no more. That's all you're gonna hear from the Democrats, because that's all they got. Stephen A. Smith said that. I was like, yep. Then he went down the list of the stuff in the Project 2025. You know, some of the stuff that, you know, a lot of people are up in arms about that they want to implement. And the way he presented it, he presented it flat, like, you know, I'm just saying this is what it's in it. And he kind of didn't go either way. He just left it out there as to say, and by not disagreeing with it, and by not putting it down, it's almost like he, you know, agreed. He condoned it. Not condoned, but, you know, he kind of let it be left out there that he might agree with it. Don't, you know, And I was like, go ahead, Stephen A. Go ahead, dog. Because I look at that. And Project 2025, that stuff has been going on for decades. Specifically, Project 2025 has been going on for decades. Those kind of agendas on both sides, Democrat and Republican, exist. They're like a game plan. Lots of foundations have that. Heritage Foundation is a foundation. Nonprofits, whatever you want to call them, political systems, whatever. They all have their ideologies laid out. For some reason, the Democrats got a hold of this, and they weaponized it. And social media-wise, oh my God. Every other goddamn post in my newsfeed is about Project 2025. I guess Tarji Cookie from Power, Tarji Nelson, whatever her name is, said Google Project 2025, and that just took off. From there, it just took off. The Democrats said, oh, we got a political campaign now. Unless you want this, vote Democrat. And to me, that's a punk-ass way to go into a fight. To me, it is literally a punk-ass way to present an opponent and to try to win. And to me, if you're trying to win like that, you shouldn't be trying to win. You should just concede and say, all right, you know, we ain't got nothing. You know, we want democracy. We want this. We want that. But we ain't got nothing this round. We gonna cut our losses and hope America gets through this because we messed up to allow us to get into this situation that we're in. Unless it was orchestrated to do this and to have a rally, a late fourth quarter rally to rejuvenate motivation and enthusiasm. And I don't know. So, I mean, the rhetoric has been dialed back, the tone has shifted, and it's appealing to me. I like it. I think it's, quote unquote, a shift in the right direction, whatever that means. I know what it means. I mean, it's subjectively speaking, I agree with it. Subjectively speaking, Jerry Scott Mitchell likes it. That's all it means. So, that's that. Also, I was going to say I don't have my wind protector on my microphone. See, I don't have the wind protector on my microphone. It fell out probably in my book bag. So, I don't know. It's not windy out here, so shouldn't be too much. But we'll see, you know, how it's changing sound. I mean, so, you know, it's a fun time right now. It's a fun time. And I thought that, no, actually, I did think that there was going to be a Republican star arise who was, quote unquote, moderate and not as, you know, extreme as the MAGAs or the people, not extreme on the, you know, like the left has extremes too, extremists too. And the right, and I knew, figured there'd be somebody's gonna come up in the Republican Party who's gonna be more to the middle and appeal to what I think, to appeal to my politics, to align more with my politics. And it might be J.D. Vance. It really might be. It really might be. I listen to him, I'll do some study, I'll look him up, I'll see what's going on, and we'll go from there. He's young, he's saying the right stuff. You know, I like it. And I don't think I'd have thought that would have come. It could have come from the left. It really could have come from the left, but the left is so goddamn annoying to me. Listen how quiet it is now. Traffic's died down. Hear how quiet. You can hear my footsteps. It's nice, isn't it? I like quiet. I'm a big fan of quiet. Anyway, politically, news-wise, exciting times. I'm just a little flat is all, but I'll survive. I'll survive, I'll be okay. No doubt about that. So as in closing, as always, is there anything else I can help you with today? Is there anything else I can help you with today? Is it? I gotta say that after every call. With a vengeance. That's how I do it. Anyway, swinging on y'all. Two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed, in any atom in this or in the universe that ever was, is or will be, totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.